This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين اللهم اجمعنا به في جنات الفردوس يا أرحم الراحمين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify with firmness and conviction that none is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, and that our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I remind myself anew of taqwallah. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the clothing of this blessed month of Ramadan, as this month comes to a close, that we earn a higher level and a greater consciousness and an awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we grow to love Him and to fear Him and to have greater hope in measure in His mercy that is eternal for us. Allahumma ameen. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from us the month of Ramadan that has passed, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to complete the remainder of it with khayr and barakah and good health and iman. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our prayers at night and our fasting by day. That Allah rewards us in greater measure than we would reward ourselves. Allahumma ameen. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seals the month of Ramadan with goodness upon our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Palestine, and in places of dissension and warfare and hardship around the world. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all of us who are assembled together to assemble in His mercy and to depart from this blessed majlis with His forgiveness. Allahumma ameen. Before Ramadan comes to an end, and these are words of advice for my heart and your heart, for my family and your family, for my school and your community. As the month of Ramadan comes to an end, usually the last Friday of the month is referred to as Al-Jumu'ah Al-Yatima. This is the orphaned Jumu'ah. It's the last one. It's going to be alone. There's no other days of Jumu'ah where the month of Ramadan will be celebrated. And this, of course, puts a pain in the heart for those of us who began the month of Ramadan seeking to achieve higher levels and find ourselves sadly in a place where we know we could have done more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although He is most generous in His forgiveness, most generous in His ata and thankfulness to those who have approached Him with sincerity, nevertheless, Allah seeks of us to do greater and greater effort in seeking nearness to Him. And Allah says to the Prophet in the first chapter when that was revealed to him, as a believer, فَاسْجُدْ وَاقْتَرِبْ, that as your sujood increases, you grow closer to Allah. And the recipe of success is not simply wanting to do more, but it is actually making a decision to do more. In a statement of an Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, he would describe iman by saying, لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانُ بِالْتَمَنِّي وَلَا بِالْتَحَلِّي إِنَّمَا هُوَ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَصَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ. Iman, it's not just a whimsical wish. It's not something you sit and say, oh, I wish I could pray more. It's not something you say, I wish I could pray Taraweeh every night. Rather, it is a feeling of the heart and it's demonstrable by your commitment in action. And that has always been the habit of the twins of faith. The two things that are inseparable that build Iman. Ilmun wa amal. Knowledge of what is needed to be done and acting upon it, actioning it and putting it into practice. Sami'na wa ata'na. I hear, I've received the instruction, I've heard the Shaykh, I've read the Hadith, I've learned of the Prophet ﷺ's habit, I know what should be done. Sami'na, ata'na. And now I obey and commit into practice before Ramadan comes to an end. As the Prophet climbed his minbar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan, as he came up the first step, the Sahaba heard him say something uncharacteristic. He's never done it before. He said loudly, Ameen, as if he heard dua being made and the Prophet asks for the same. Ameen. ثم الثانية فقال آمين ثم الثالثة فقال آمين. Second step said آمين. Third step loudly said آمين. ثم التفت إلى الصحابة فقال أتاني جبريل. Jibreel had arrived unseen to you and made three دعاء. فقال من أدرك والداه. The one who lives to find one or both of his parents, أو أحدهم. One or both of his parents in mature age, in advanced age. وَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَقَطْعَهُ اللَّهُ. And doesn't earn through serving them righteously, through connection of heart, through connection of finance, through connection of words, through connection of care and conduct, even from a distance. The one who has their parents in advanced age, still alive, one or both, and does not earn Allah's forgiveness, may they be cut off from the mercy of Allah. And the Prophet authenticated and said, Ameen. And then I arrived on the second step, and Jibreel said, وَمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانِ. And let the one who lives in the month of Ramadan, وَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ, and doesn't earn Allah's forgiveness, through acts of repentance, through fulfillment of charity and zakah, through standing in the depth of the night, through recitation of the Qur'an, through fasting more than just from hunger and thirst, but with the eyes and the ears and the heart. فَقَطَعَهُ اللَّهُ, may they be bereft and cut off from the mercy of Allah. فَقُلْتُ آمِينَ, I said آمِينَ to this dua. And then the third step, وَمَنْ ذُكِرْتَ عِنْدَهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And let the one who you are mentioned in front of them and does not make mention of you by asking Allah's peace be upon you, salawat and durood be upon you, may they be cut with the mercy of Allah. فَقُلْتُ آمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم. The month of Ramadan is a month of trial. It is a month of test for you and your heart, your home and your family. What conduct do you seek to bring forward? And what is your greatest aim and aspiration? Our aim, as defined in this hadith, is to do enough that the mercy of Allah and His forgiveness touches us. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. There will be moments where we forget or we make a mistake. Oh Allah, don't hold us accountable. Oh Allah, don't burden us with what is beyond our limits. But in the end, وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. Show us your pardon, remove our sins, forgive us our mistakes, and show us your mercy, O Allah. Istighfar, and asking Allah for forgiveness, is done with the heart, with the tongue, and with the actions of each and every one of us in our day-to-day life. Most of us at times we have forgotten that istighfar is not just asking for forgiveness, but rather it is a determined effort to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what I don't know of my mistakes, I seek to challenge them with greater good deeds. And the difference between tawbah and istighfar, for you and I, which are partnered in our life in the month of Ramadan and beyond, is that tawbah is because I know what it is that I've done wrong and I ask forgiveness for it. Oh Allah, I was late for Salatul Dhuhr. Oh Allah, forgive me for being late for this prayer. Tawbah to Allah. I make an intention not to do it again. I'm regretful having done it. At-tawbah, an-nadamu tawbah. In the hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi, regret is the sign that you are repentant and have asked for forgiveness. So it begins with tawbah. I know what I've done wrong, and I ask for that wrong that you forgive it for me, O Allah. Istighfar is different. And istighfar is to cover the sins that you and I make, not knowing their gravity and the weight that they will have for us on the Day of Judgment. The things that we assume are not as important as they actually are. In the hadith of Imam al-Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا فَتَهْوَى بِهِ فِي النَّارِ. An individual, a man, may speak a word, a statement, a sentence, something to the heart of another, something that humiliated another, something that slighted another, a word of dishonesty, a word of false promise, a word of exaggeration, a word of insult, a word of vulgarity. A person may speak a word and consider it minuscule, not pay attention to its gravity, its effect on the hearts and minds of others. فَتَهْوَى بِهِ فِي النَّارِ. But it will be an anchor that pulls them under into hellfire. Istighfar, the Prophet ﷺ said, استغفر الله, ask Allah for forgiveness. And they said, from what, O Messenger of Allah? He said, مِنْ ذُنُوبٍ, from sins that are blinding you, that you do not see. أَخْفَى مِنْ دَبِيبِ النَّمْلَةِ السَّوْدَاءِ فِي اللَّيْلَةِ الظُّلْمَاءِ, where it's something that you've done and you didn't know it's caused this effect in other people's life, that it is more silent than the footsteps of a dark ant in a moonless night. And it occurs in my life and yours. The month of Ramadan is the month of repealing what we make as mistakes, from the dua that we make in winter, and from the dua taught to us by the Prophet ﷺ, Allahumma ighfir li ma a'lamuhu wa ma la a'lama. Oh Allah, forgive me what I am cognizant of, what I'm aware of, what I know I've done wrong, and what I've forgotten, or what I've misplaced, or what I didn't account for. Astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh. Oh Allah, I ask you for forgiveness and I return to you in tawbah. I come back to you seeking to be whole and complete. And from the aims of the month of Ramadan is for you to sit with your heart and to begin to assess the reality of your life in and outside Ramadan. It is to begin to take stock of what you view and what your children consume on their tablets and on their phones, with or without your knowledge. It is to look inward in your household at how you speak to your wife in front of your children, at how you emasculate and share words of disrespect to your husband in front of your daughter. It is a moment for you to collect the gravity of the words and the statements and the hearing and the sight that eats away at the barakah of our home. The month of Ramadan is the month of istighfar. It is the month of return to Allah. It is the month of asking Allah to give us a new beginning. The second important deed before Ramadan comes to an end is to bring our family closer. SubhanAllah, the month of Ramadan brings us close. Even if you don't want to be close, it brings you close. There's a time where everybody rushes to the table to break their fast. Outside Ramadan, maybe kids on the couch eating and husband on the... everybody's distracted. The month of Ramadan comes, for the majority of the time, there is this desire to gather in the early hours for suhoor. It is forced upon you by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is really, Al-Imam ibn Hajar, he describes this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ where he says that in the suhoor there is barakah. The barakah is that everybody comes together. It's not just food barakah for your body. It's that it wakes you up where you would not have woken before the fajr. It causes you to sit with each other and to prepare food for others. And you wake up early for your children, and it is a sadaqah that you perform even though your job is to feed them. But subhanAllah, there isn't a piece of food, the Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith, that a man allows to be placed on the table, that is put in the mouth of his wife and children, except it is sadaqah for him. There is barakah in the family and togetherness. The Prophet ﷺ, in teaching us how to eat and drink, he would say even to young children, Ya Ghulam, kul bi yaminik, eat with your clean hand, your right hand. وَسَمِّ اللَّهِ, make sure you acknowledge this is from Allah. وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكَ, eat from what's closer to you, don't reach over to others. Allow others a share. Don't just choose what you want, but allow what Allah has given you, that it is flowing in you. And don't eat from the middle of the plate, because the barakah enters the household in the middle of the plate. SubhanAllah. As you sit together, yesterday one of our brothers, mashallah, after Taraweeh, he was giving me food that he brought for all the imams' food. SubhanAllah, I had some of it for suhoor, right? So my fasting today, at'amu ta'am. It's an act that connects the heart. Your family is a central part of the message of the month of Ramadan. And the Prophet ﷺ, when you look into his seerah, he never ever broke fast alone. He never ate alone, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if one of his wives did not have someone to eat with her, he would invite her into a house where he was staying. Sauda radiallahu anha, Umm Salama, come to the house of Aisha, we will eat together. This is a habit of the believers, even with our extended families. One of the greatest aims of barakah in your life that can give you a longer life, subhanAllah. All of us in the month of Ramadan, we look forward to Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma arzuqna Laylatul Qadr. May Allah give us the rizq of Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives us a solution that equals some of the things we ask for in Laylatul Qadr. Oh Allah, Allahumma barik lana fi asma'ina wa put barakah in my hearing and my sight and my body. Oh Allah, keep my children healthy. Oh Allah, keep my family safe. Oh Allah, we make this dua all throughout Ramadan, especially in the last 10 nights. The Prophet ﷺ makes it very simple. He says, the one who wants to live longer, that their life is longer. Their ajal was written at a certain age, but they want to live longer, have more longevity of life, both in material and in length, in the health of their life and in the length of their life. Let them connect silatul rahim. Let them be good to their cousins, to their aunts, to their mother. Let them be good to their extended family before others. When Allah tells us, وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, your neighbor who is near you, it's not near you physically. Qurba means from your family. They're always the one who was put forward in the Quran. And then the other, the al-junub, means ajnabi. It's the one who isn't from my family. Your neighbor, even if they live streets away, has more haqq to you than the neighbor next door to you if they are from your household. If they are from your family, from your blood. This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shame is upon us where we find ourselves in the month of Ramadan and there is a family dispute. Two sisters who don't speak to each other. Two cousins who are feuding over financial matters. A son who doesn't ring his father for Eid. And we stand and we ask, Allahumma ighfir lana. And the beginning of it is in the correction of our families and our loved ones. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Bashir, give good news for the one who wants a mansion, a household, real estate in Jannah, in the middle of Jannah, in the best suburb of Jannah, the middle part of Jannah. For who? Sil man qata'a, the one who connects, the one who separated from them. Wa'afu an man zalama, and have the courage and the power to forgive the one who forgave you. We began saying that the month of Ramadan, we don't want to leave without earning Allah's forgiveness. So Allah says to us, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you forgive others so that Allah may grant you His forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put coolness in our hearts towards those who our hearts are aflame against. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to reconnect, even if it is with a message or a phone call or a voice message or a WhatsApp greeting to those who we haven't spoken to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow husbands and wives who are having difficulty with each other to sit on the table with your children and put the past as past and begin afresh, even if it is just in the days of Ramadan, hoping for greatness to come thereafter. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is assured for those who turn to Him with tawheed, with the kalima of la ilaha illallah, khalisan min qalbi. with an element of truthful sincerity that emerges from the depth of their heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you sit in front of me today, my dear brothers and sisters, I want you to have this bushra, this knowledge that Allah has forgiven us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the little that we do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a vengeful Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not waiting for your mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not calculating your sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who says about himself, as described by the Prophet ﷺ, each and every night, not just in Ramadan, but especially in Ramadan, in the last part of the night before Fajr, Allah says, هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرُ لَهُ. Is there not anyone to ask me forgiveness that I forgive them? هَلْ مِن تَائِبٍ. Is there not someone asking to be forgiven for their errors that I will forgive them? Is there not one who wants more guidance and more khayr? Is there not one who seeks me as I seek them? And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-barr al-kareem. He is the source of righteousness and the source of generosity. He is al-ghafir, al-ghafoor, al-ghafar. He is the one who is constant in forgiveness, who is forgiving irrespective of how major your sin is. He is the one who forgives without resentment. غافر وغفور وغفار. He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So in these final days, in the last days of Ramadan, if all that you can muster is to open your heart to Allah and to just sit with yourself and say, oh Allah, give me a new beginning. Oh Allah, I know I can do better. Oh Allah, guide me. As Salatul is established, and you hear the Imam saying, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Let it be from your heart. Ameen. Oh Allah, make me from them, Ya Allah. Don't let me be of those who anger you, meaning I know what's right and I choose what's wrong. Oh Allah, don't let me be from a dhalin, those who don't care about finding out what's wrong and just wanting to live life the way others live it without a care for their akhirah. Oh Allah, set me upon a sirat al-mustaqim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us upon a sirat. May Allah keep us and our families and future generations establishing the salah. رَبِّ جَعَلْنَا مُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. Oh Allah, forgive us and our parents and the believers on the day you account for all of our sins. اللهم تقبل منا شهر رمضان. Oh Allah, accept from us the month of Ramadan. اللهم تقبل فيه صيامنا, our fasting, وصلاتنا, and our prayers, وزكاتنا, our zakah, وصدقاتنا, and our charities, Ya Allah. اللهم تقبل فيه قيامنا بالليل, our little prayers that we offer in the evenings, Ya Allah. اللهم تقبل ركوعنا وسجودنا, and our prostrations and our bowing to you only, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to accept from us the little that we have done in the month of Ramadan and increase it for us in your scales, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين. Oh Allah, bless us with happiness and delight in our families and in our children, Ya Allah. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Allow us to live a life that others can be guided through it, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, we wrong ourselves constantly, Ya Allah. And if you don't show us forgiveness and mercy, we will always remain as losers. Oh Allah, grant us your mercy, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen. Oh Allah, we ask you to protect our staff and our students, our parents and our teachers. Oh Allah, we ask you to lead our board and administrators and principal to that which is leading and pleasing to you, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen, to protect our institutions in Perth and Australia and around the world that lead Muslims to you, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen. Oh Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to allow our sadaqah to reach those who are in need in Gaza, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen. Oh Allah, allow our zakah to reach those who are in need in all parts of the world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make it easy for those who are delivering our charities to deliver it before the time is needed, Ya Arham Ar-Rahimeen. Oh Allah, we ask you to bring an end to the bloodshed of our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to accept their martyrs in the highest levels of Jannah. and to accept those who have passed away in your mercy, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you to care for the orphans in a better way than their parents would have, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to utilize our wealth to be the shelter of the weak and to be the food of the hungry, and to make us from those who are compassionate towards those we know and we don't know. Oh Allah, correct our affairs and bring our hearts in order, Ya Allah. Allahumma thabbit qulubana ala deenik. Oh Allah, make our hearts wa quluba abnaina wa banatina wa azwajina ala deenika, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Make our hearts of our children and our loved ones, all of us, upon your faith, Ya Allah. Allahumma habbim ilayna al-iman. And make iman beautiful to ourselves and you, Ya Akram al-Akrameen. We ask you, Ya Allah, to send your choicest blessings upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathiran wa aqim as-salah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قامت الصلاة قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختلفوا. Humble yourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep your attention towards the Qibla. Turn your bodies completely facing it. Lower your head in humility to Allah. Keep your eyes at the place of your sujood. Empty your hearts of hopes in other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اغشعوا في صلاتكم وصلوا صلاة مودع. Show your humility to Allah and consider this could be a final prayer. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Just a quick announcement, inshallah. There is a box downstairs that is for the collection of Zakatul Fitr. This is under the direction of the school. I'm not directly involved with it, but the school, mashallah, is managing it. The funds get banked with the school and then it gets transferred to the Fitr, inshallah. If you can handle that earlier so that it can be delivered on time, it would be much appreciated. I believe they will clear it out Saturday night after the event. I think there will be people who will be giving Zakat al-Fitr. You can provide it there, inshallah, so that it can be delivered as soon as possible, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. جزاكم الله عنا خير الجزاء صلاة العشاء tonight once again the adhan is normally at 8 o'clock for us here and we do the prayers around 8:20 but on Saturday صلاة العشاء will begin at 8 p.m. inshallah we look forward to having you and our families tonight and certainly tomorrow for the community iftar وجزاكم الله عنا خير الجزاء السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
I'll ask you a question. The program tomorrow, yes. The same that it started, because Mira asked me yes. around, she was invited as well, I think,
yes.
around 4 o'clock.
Oh, it will be a bit early. Yeah. So the iftar will be 6, yeah. our prayer. So if she arrives before the prayers, we're not doing it. So that they'll be seated here, the VIPs will be here, so they can attend the talk and things like that. But everybody will be here from 3. We're going to open it from 3. Yeah. There'll be retailers. It'll expecting a lot of people, inshallah.
Okay, so I'll let them know at 4
o'clock. Five. I would say 5.
5?
Yeah. Okay. I would say 5. Okay. 5 is better. Yeah, I would say after 5. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Allah. Yeah. After 5 is better.
Okay,
inshallah. Allah.
Registration or something for the iftar, or it's open?
There was, but you're still welcome to come. Okay. Yeah, there'll be food truck, lots of food. Wallah. We're catering for 1500, so inshallah. Ashiya. قبل الصلاة. احنا هنعمل ايه؟ احنا هنأذن 7:45. والساعة 8 قبل ما نقوم الصلاة. انت في العشاء انت هتأثرها شوية. يعني قبل ما نقوم بالصلاة هندي الشباب كلهم اللي قاعد هنا. كله اللي معانا. هادف آدن جي جديد برضو هديله. شارك معانا. احنا عارف الشيخ معتز يعني. طبعا حضرتك الشيخ معتز إدريس. قال لك. انا كلمته قلت له تعالى قال لي هحاول. ماشي مش مشكلة. إدريس وحسن احتفظها لهم. عبد الرحمن وسلمان وحضرتك والشيخ معتز. في هدايا كتيرة والله. عاوز اديلهم. هو جود للبراند ليك كمان. يعني تبقى حلوة. لا بس تبقى حلو يعني شكلها تبقى حلو. انا كنت هقول لك اديني حتى الشنطة.
لا انا هجيبها في الشنطة بتاعتي.
ايوه يعني تبقى نايس. لا انا فاهم ما فيش تسويق وبتاع في المسجد انا عارف لكن ايه يعني بس انا يعني عن رايي هتبقى حلوه. فكرت هتحط فين الاسفلت بتاعك؟ يعني اختار لك مكانك من دلوقتي. انا كنت هقول لك انا فاكرك لسه كنت اقول لك تحبني احط لك حاجتك يعني ايه احجزها لك فين؟
الساعه 10 الصبح هاخد المكان ده
بس انا طيب انا هسيب لك معذره خلصت